Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, Joe Biden doesn't like that whole auto pen thing. Not one bit. And he is getting really, really riled up. In fact, I heard he was so upset he actually stood up for a couple of minutes. It is 7:07. Hour number two begins of the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Coming up at 7:35, we'll talk to Senator Rick Scott. Is he still big time behind the big, beautiful bill, as some people seem to be pushing back, falling away? Of course, Elon Musk being the most famous one to speak out and say he doesn't like it, don't support it, etc. All right, so we got that going on. And if you missed the interview for some reason, remember, you always have the Bob Rose Show podcast you could rely on if you need to. And you just download that wherever you normally get your podcast. Click on subscribe, and you'll never miss a minute of the show. And you can go back at your leisure and find things that you're looking for. All right, this story's fairly fresh. Former President Joe Biden dumbed down.
Well, how low can you go?
Doubled down on his use of an auto pen. Yep, this was yesterday. He insisted that he was in control of the White House during his term in office. He said, "I never let Corn Pop take the reins, not one time."
For what he remembers.
He goes, look, all you had to do is roll up your pant leg. You see those hairy legs? Those are the legs of the president.
Huh. Yeah.
What that had to do with anything, I don't know, but neither did he. President Donald Trump ordered an investigation into Biden's administration, alleging that top officials used auto pen signatures to cover up the former president's cognitive decline. Quote, "I made the decisions about the pardons, executive orders, legislation, and proclamations. Any suggestion that I didn't is ridiculous and false," before nodding off for another of his 24 naps. "This is nothing more than a distraction by Donald Trump and congressional Republicans who are working to push disastrous legislation that would cut essential programs like Medicaid and raise costs on American families, all to pay for tax breaks for the ultra-wealthy and big corporations." Wow. Yep. Well, he remembered that tired old line, didn't he?
Yeah, I'm sure that was all.
Yeah, essential services like Medicaid, absolutely a lie. Cutting out some fat and fraud and taking illegals off of it, yes, they're doing that.
Yep.
All right. So Trump called on Attorney General Pam Bondi to open investigations into top Biden officials, arguing that they may have conspired to deceive the public about his mental state and exercised presidential authority through the auto pen use.
Oh, but ABC said that was done without evidence.
What do you mean? Well, we don't have evidence. There's not prevailing evidence one way or another. That's why you do an investigation.
Well, nobody explained that to ABC News.
Trump wrote in a Wednesday memo that the U.S. president has a tremendous amount of power and responsibility through his signature. True. Not only can the signature turn words into laws of the land, it also appoints individuals to some of the highest positions in government, creates or eliminates national policies, and allows prisoners to go free. In recent months, it's become increasingly apparent that former President Biden's aides abuse the power of presidential signatures through the use of an auto pen to conceal Biden's cognitive decline and assert Article II authority. This conspiracy marks one of the most dangerous and concerning scandals in American history. And remember, all those Democrats that were pushing for him, or at least allowing him to want to run a second term, somebody was prompting him, you should run, because why? Because the little mice are running around because the cat is asleep all the time.
Yep. They got to just maintain their control, whoever they are.
Imagine what could be done if you're willing to open the borders wide open and then lie and deny and then never really take any action to secure the border that you opened. What other very, very dangerous things could they do? Yep, the American public has purposefully shielded. The American public was purposefully shielded from discovering who wielded the executive power, all while Biden's signatures, it was being deployed across thousands of documents to effect radical policy shifts. It would be kind of interesting from the perspective of, remember when I said, when he was in a primary, I said, well, you know, Biden's going to win the primary because he appears to be the most normal of all the nutbags up on the stage. And I think that is how he won that. But but knowing he was shifting left, I don't think myself or many others knew how far left he was willing to shift. Well, this could help explain it. Maybe he wasn't willing to shift as far left as it appeared, and maybe they took care of the really lefty stuff with the auto pen.
Well, look at all the crazies on that stage who ended up in the cabinet.
Makes you
wonder.
Given clear indications that President Biden lacked the capacity to exercise his presidential authority, if his advisor secretly used the mechanical signature pen to conceal this incapacity while taking radical executive actions all in his name, now that would constitute an unconstitutional wielding of power of the presidency, a circumstance that would have implications for the legality and validity of numerous executive actions undertaken in Biden's name. You know, the thing is, if it's an executive action, most of them, I believe, can be simply undone by the stroke of the pen of President Trump.
Just the way he did to Trump's previous.
Right. But there may be some policies, maybe it's not, normally wouldn't be that simple to undo. But to me, really, I mean, that's a big question. But the other question is what do you charge the people with that were basically undermining and taking over for the president? I mean, is that a form of treason? Would that be too strong of a word? What about some sort of a coup? What would you call it? And what would you do to the people if you could determine that, yes, indeed, they did use, abuse, and misuse that auto pen without the complete knowledge of Biden. Part of the problem is Biden's already not a credible witness, number one.
No.
I mean, that was kind of determined by, what was it, in the Hur report? When he said, well, he's, you know, just a very elderly man with a very, very poor memory. So you can't use him.
So you've taken any credibility away.
And he's not going to get in any trouble anyway, because didn't he give himself already a pardon? I don't know. He gave a pardon to everybody else.
Everybody but Jill. I thought that was kind of interesting.
Oh, Jill didn't get a pardon?
I don't think so.
I'll have to look at that.
Yeah.
That would be interesting, because she, in fact, may have, you know, been driving that auto pen.
Well, I mean, she is the one that sat at the big desk with his jacket on. So
yeah, and basically we know took over at least one or two meetings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Mm. All right. We shall see, hopefully. 7:15 on the Bob Rose Show. Coming up next, what's bugging you? This is your chance to call in, air it out, get it off your chest, whatever it is that's irritating you. What's bugging you is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. 877-975-9825. Call in now for what's bugging you. It's next on 97.3 The Sky.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning and welcome. It's 7:20. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it's time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest, and it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call now, 877-975-9825, and Big Mike, what's bugging you?
Good morning, my friends. I tell you, what's really frustrating me this morning is myself and most Americans, well, we have no clue what's going on out there. And I'm telling you, we're tired of being fed the smoke screens. Nobody can make a decision. And what's frustrating is, you know, social media and the media feed you so much that you really don't know what to believe what you're hearing anymore. And then Elon comes out and he goes against the big, beautiful bill. That just makes Americans back up and say, well, wait a minute, what are we missing? You know, we remember what we found in the Democratic bill with LGBTQ training in Iran and how much does African hippo produce in milk, you know, just crazy stuff like that in their bill. And it just makes me frustrated that nobody can give you a direct answer of what's really going on. And I think the American people are tired of this. Man, I know I'm tired of it. Somebody needs to grab the reins of this runaway stagecoach and yank back on it. Let's get this thing back on the trail, man. Come on.
Whoa!
There you go.
reconciliation, the way they're doing this, doesn't allow them to cut a lot of fixed stuff, like Social Security, this right. fixed spending stuff, because they're doing it through this reconciliation. And we'll ask Senator Scott more about that when he's on the air with us about 10 or 15 minutes, okay? All right. Good morning, Pete. What's bugging you?
It's who's bugging me, and who's bugging me is Biden's press secretary, Jean-Luc Pierre Cardin, or whatever her name is. These Democrat operatives remind me of rats trying to get off a sinking ship, except the rats don't stop to write a book on their way to the lifeboats. Thank you, Bob.
Well said. Yeah. Oh, that is funny. Let's go to Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is in reference to Trump's latest travel ban on the 12 nations and new restrictions on the other seven nations. I think it's merely just a matter of a few days in the typical whack-a-mole federal circuit court judge fashion that probably James Bozo Burger is going to come out and put an injunction on this thing. And it's like, nope, 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 they came in illegally, but you have to take them and keep them.
Yeah, no, it's you're probably right. It'll probably be a legal maneuver. Mm-hmm. All right, call in now for what's bugging you. 877-975-9825. And good morning, Phil. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me? My buddy, he won a lawsuit, and he was awarded some bucks. And guess what happened? Years ago, he was under Medicaid. And the federal government grabbed all the money. Now, just imagine, if you're on welfare and you end up getting off of welfare and you become successful, lo and behold, will the federal government grab some of your money to pay off when they were giving you welfare? Do they file a lien on everybody? About a guy in jail, and he comes up and he makes it. Should he have to pay for all the time he was in jail, the dollars and cents that it cost the government? And also these people who get the auto accidents.
Nope, we lost you there. Yep. But yeah, we get the gist of what you were saying for sure. Good morning, Alexis. What's bugging you?
Yeah, well, I just had a comment more than anything. I just wonder if, you know, Elon Musk with his, you know, pretty critical statements there, if maybe he's not playing a good cop, bad cop, which could help negotiate the terms of the big, beautiful bill.
I mean, look, anything is possible. A lot of damage was done to his company. He may have kind of circled the wagons with his inner circle and board of directors and all that. And they may have said, hey, you know, if we can find a way for you to politically push yourself away from mm-hmm. Donald Trump, it would be much, much better for your business. And remember, you employ lots of people. Lots of people are counting on you. Lots of people invested in your company. So the stock price, you know, needs to be maintained. And perhaps that's part of it. I would find it odd if he didn't understand, you know, how the reconciliation process works. I mean, he's a very sharp guy. If I can start to understand it, he should be able to pick it up in, you know, five times as quick. So I'm not sure if it's what it all really means at the end of the day. Or is it just a matter of, look, I did all this hard work and you're not using it. You're right. not cutting this, but it's difficult to do that, apparently, within the provisions of the bill being a reconciliation bill, not a straight-up budget bill. There's some fixed costs that you cannot mess with. You have to do that separately. That's the best explanation I got, so that's what I'm sharing with you.
Yeah.
Let's go to Jeff. Good morning. What's bugging you?
That Karine Jean-Pierre would have people believe that she is transformed from a paid liar to a decent human being. What a bunch of BS. God bless America.
Yeah, and all of a sudden she's an independent thinker when literally her job was being a parrot.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the whole thing. I wish she was more honest and just said, mm-hmm. look, I need some kind of cleansing, redemption.
Right.
I can't stand it that for the last 2 years I had to spew all the lies I had to spew to maintain a job. And I hope other people don't sell out the same way I did. and I'm looking for a path forward. And, yeah, I hope the American people forgive me for being representative of so many lies from that podium.
But that's not going to happen.
I kind of doubt it.
She bugs a lot.
If she did, I'd think about maybe looking at the book.
Yeah.
But no.
No. Especially if you have to pay for it.
Yeah.
That ain't happening. No.
Coming up next, we are going to have a conversation with Senator Rick Scott. The big, beautiful bill. Is it big? Is it beautiful? Is it going to work? Or what's the outcome going to be if not? Details on the way as we converse with him next on 97.3. The Sky.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning and happy Thursday. It's the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. And your time check, it's brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It is 7:34. Coming up, President Trump announces another travel ban. We'll dig into that. But first, Senator Rick Scott joins us. Good morning, Senator. How are you?
Good morning. How's it going?
It is always a pleasure to talk to you, and I want to get your take on the big, beautiful bill. Is it good? Can the Senate improve it? And what if it fails?
Well, it's big. It's a bill, and I'm going to do everything I can to make sure it's beautiful. I am all in for the Trump agenda. We've got to secure the border, make sure we have the greatest military, make sure we make the Trump tax cuts permanent. The president's committed to balancing the budget, and part of it will be this bill, and part of it will be our budget process. So I'm going to do everything I can to get spending under control, to make sure that we get interest rates down and inflation under control.
Is there a way to get this bill through where it doesn't raise debt or deficit over a 10-year period?
Yeah. I mean, you have to decide we're not going to continue to do what's happened the last 4 years. In the last 5 years, we've had a 53% increase in our federal spending and a 2% increase in population. That makes no sense. You do what I did when I was governor. You do what you do. You look at, hey, this is what I'm going to make. We're not spending more than that. And so that's what we have to do, too. We said, the taxpayers have said they're not going to give us more than $5.5 trillion. That's a lot of money. You know what our job is? Allocate it. Don't spend more. Don't borrow any more money. Don't borrow any more money. And that's all doable. I did it as governor. Florida had not lived within its means but 1 year in 40 years before I became governor. And guess what? They said, hey, this is what our revenue is going to be. I said, our expenses will be less. And I did it every year for 8 years, and it paid off a third of the state debt. So this is all doable. You do it. Your family does it. I mean, it's not that hard. And we know what we're going to get in revenues. We have a really good idea what we're going to get. Guess what? Don't spend more than that. That's how you do it.
Were you surprised that Elon Musk came out and he was very unhappy with this bill? Does he understand reconciliation, that you've got kind of guardrails there, that you can't dig into some of the fixed spending, at least through reconciliation?
Well, 70% of the spending up here we could do through reconciliation. 70. I mean, let me give an example. Not one of us voted for the Green New Deal stuff. Okay? Get rid of it. Depending on what you look at, somewhere between $1.3 and $1.7, I think, trillion over the next 10 years. All right. Next, why are we spending more money to take care of able-bodied adults that don't want to work when Medicaid was set up to take care of poor kids and people with chronic illness? Why is that making sense? Why does New York get paid three times as much money as Florida for each Medicaid recipient? I mean, this is not that hard. Go through the line. Go through every line of the budget. You look at what Elon did with DOGE. He showed there is a massive, massive waste. You wouldn't believe, Bobby, you should come up here. When I walked, I live right next to the Capitol, right? I walked, half a block to the Capitol. There at 9 o'clock, there will be a line of 100 people coming in to the Capitol. And you know what they want? Hey, I heard there's some free money up here. Can I get some of that free money? Where's that free money? I mean, that's all this is. You wouldn't believe the waste. So Elon Musk is right. We have got to get our balance our budget. Trump wants to balance the budget. The question is whose responsibility it is? It's Congress. We have to start doing our job, doing oversight, looking at every dime. And when we do, we'll get a balanced budget. We can do part of it through reconciliation. 70% we could do the reconciliation. 70.
Do you think you can get Senator Rand Paul to support it?
Well, Rand's issue is simply he hates the debt ceiling. Me too. I don't like to raise the debt ceiling. You know how you don't have to raise the debt ceiling? Balance the budget.
Yeah, but how long would it take to balance the budget for real?
You can balance it. So all you have to do is go back to pre-pandemic spending. All you have to do is go back to spending what you did 5 years ago. That's all you have to do. How hard can that be?
I don't understand why it's not your fault. You're a senator, but why can't the House do that? Go back to pre-pandemic spending, present a bill that basically reflects and mirrors what we had then.
You know, what I've watched as governor and what I watched this, people hate being responsible for the budget. Now, giving away somebody else's money, I think people seem to enjoy it. I know that that's somebody else's money. I know that every dime we spend here, somebody had to work their butt off to make that money to spend it to it. I know that. And so I think about this all the time. But a lot of people, they've never been in business. They've never had to think this way. I mean, but I know that for people like I grew up in a poor family like a lot of us did. What's happening to these families now, when the interest rates are so high, when inflation is up, it's hurting them immensely. So, and we got to, go here, get to work. We have 50 million people in this country working age and not working. Get your butt off the couch and go get a job.
I mean, I can hear people basically cheering from their couches or from inside their cars right now, totally agreeing with you, as I do. But why can't we get it done? So-called conservatives stand for these principles that you just talked about, and yet we can't get them to agree on anything and get it done.
It's hard. I mean, it's hard. Everybody has some pet something or other, right? I don't believe in earmarks. I said, my job is to represent everybody in this country. But I'm sick and tired of programs being set up for California and New York and Illinois and these places that just suck money out of the federal government. And so I'm putting my foot down. I'm saying I'm not doing that. But guess what? A lot of people just like, why are we? Bob, to give an example, why do as a federal taxpayer, why do you get a discount for any state taxes like this, these state and local taxes? Why? That means the federal government subsidizes state and local government. Why are we doing that? I thought, look, here's the way I look at it. If you have a local government and they want certain things, then pay for it. Tax the citizens there.
Yeah,
if they don't want to be raised their taxes, don't pay for it. The state should be the same thing.
I agree with that.
The citizens
would then hold their leaders more accountable. Local leaders.
But don't come to me. Come to me and say, hey, I've got a local city street I'd like you to pay.
Right.
No. Go to your local citizen. Because when it gets up here, by the time it gets to a person, there's so much waste.
Senator, while I got you, I think we're in total agreement here. Asymmetrical warfare from China. I'm very concerned. Now we have solar panels that have come in that have rogue communication devices. When are we going to get serious about dealing with China?
When every citizen in this country opens their eyes and says, quit. If a box comes to their house and says, made in China, send it back. Yeah. Everybody thinks the federal government's going to solve this problem. Guess what? They're destroying your life. They might have killed your kid with fentanyl, right? All right. But they are surveilling us. They steal our jobs. They steal our technology. And every American ought to wake up and say, Amazon, if you don't put on that on your website where that stuff's made, I'm stopping to buy stuff from Amazon.
Yeah.
If every person, I get so sick and tired of what everybody wants to do is, oh, there's some new federal law. Guess what? I got one passed that said there's no Chinese panels. Guess what? Biden waived it.
Yeah, that's the thing. If you can find products.
Biden just waives it. I mean, you pass this stuff. I bust my butt to pass this. Why would we ever allow a Chinese drone in this country? Why would we ever buy a Chinese stock? Why do we allow Chinese stocks on our stock exchange? Why do you buy garlic that's made in sewer water in China and put it in your food? Wake up. They're trying to kill us.
Senator, I applaud you, and I hope that you can push that kind of agenda forward. Do what you can to get it done in the Senate, and we appreciate your time, and we hope you are successful. We really do. Senator Rick
Scott.
We will be. Yeah. Thank you, sir.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Wow. Well, I mean, you can't argue with anything that he said. I'm in total agreement now. Can he get enough senators on board to get this stuff passed?
Because each one of them is just one.
70% of the spending, he says, you can work with.
That's interesting.
And still be within the bounds of reconciliation. Huh. All right. Hey, look, I'm still green. And when you're green, you grow. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad I'm not ripe. 7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we've got plenty to talk about, including Trump's travel ban next on 97.3 The Sky. Seven 50 on the Bob Rose Show. 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. Greg Cassidy is here as well, and President Trump and a travel ban. So yes, he will get the ire of the left. They're going to cry and scream. President Donald Trump resurrected a hallmark policy of his first term, announcing citizens from 12 countries would be banned from visiting the U.S., and seven others would face restrictions. It will take effect midnight Monday. That'll give a little bit of cushion for some travelers, apparently. But he signaled plans for this upon taking office in January. And you've got some countries, Afghanistan, Myanmar, Chad, Republic of Congo, Equatorial Guinea, Haiti, Iran, Libya, Somali, Sudan, Yemen, and heightened restrictions on visitors from Cuba, Laos, Sierra Leone, Togo, Turkmenistan, and Venezuela. And this is a president who is putting America first. But, of course, what will that do? That will really irritate the Democrats. Oh, that's
wow.
That's at the core of who we are and what we are. Well, we're under attack, and your Democrat Party opened the floodgates, and we don't know who's here and who's not. We don't need to add to the problem, do we? Yeah. We need to take care of business of those who are already here, get rid of the ones we want to get rid of, before we allow people from many of these countries where the risk is high that you could get somebody who's going to be a terrorist.
I loved your advice to the Democrats earlier this morning. I believe the words were, sit down and shut up. I believe
that. Well, how about be as quiet or loud as you were when the floodgates of our own southwestern border were wide open, and you didn't say anything when you know it was a chaos, you know it was crisis.
Yep.
You refused to travel there because you knew exactly what was going on, yet you remained silent. Shame on all you Democrats, so now you can shut your pie holes.
I had a great reminder, maybe a flashback to President Obama. Elections have consequences. So there, take that.
Yeah. Somebody we do want to actually have him open his pie hole and maybe say positive words, like a word we'd like to hear might be peace, and we'd like to hear it from Putin. But it's not looking great. The president talked to him apparently on the phone. He says, we discussed the attack on Russia's docked airplanes by Ukraine, also various other attacks that have been taking place by both sides. It was a good conversation, but not a conversation that will lead to immediate peace. So, you know, he's working on it. He's trying. Putin's not ready to sit down yet, especially after that devastating attack where some of these drones, this was planned out 18 months in advance. They snuck in over 100 drones. They did it in a very sly way, like on the roofs of these log cabins that are, I guess they're kind of like she sheds, for lack of a better term. And so they were transported in. And they attacked four or five different air bases, and one of them was thousands of miles from Kyiv.
That was really incredible.
Yeah. So really. That really, it did a lot of damage, and it really made Putin look bad, made him look weak, made him look not so impervious to damage, not so strong. And, of course, he's not going to like that, so he's going to think of some of the nastier things that he can do back that have already begun. And he's not ready to go to the peace table. He still feels like he's in a position of strength. We'll see. What else is going on? Are we still talking about boys being girls? They still want to play with the girls, do they?
Man.
Minnesota State High School League, girls softball, state tournament officially underway. So is the controversy surrounding Champlin Park's starting pitcher, Marissa Rothenberger, trans-identifying male athlete, threw a complete game shutout Wednesday morning as number 2-seeded Champlin Park defeated Egan. They were ranked number 7, 5-0 in the class 4A quarterfinals. Rothenberger allowed 7 hits, struck out 4 in the win. And apparently there was another shutout that she threw as well. So 14 shutout innings in back-to-back games in the sectional finals. And on Wednesday, apparently not everyone in the stands, they were clapping. Two Egan parents, both of whom requested anonymity for the sake of their daughters, expressed frustration and disappointment after the game. One mother wearing a Save Girl Sports t-shirt said the outcome felt inevitable. I was pretty disappointed, frustrated. I think that we have seen this happen over and over again to our girls. You look online, you see women transitioning to men, and they're not dominating any of men's sports. You don't see that. But on the women's side, you see it over and over again across the country. It's super frustrating. I knew it was eventually going to happen to my daughter. I was sad to see it happen to her. You think about it. It's a team sport, and you go, ah, you know, what's one biological male on the team really going to make a difference? Well, if it's a quarterback football team, it's going to make a difference. But there's not a lot of girls football teams, but there's a lot of girls softball teams. Mm-hmm. And what's one of the pivotal and most important positions? Pitcher, especially in softball. So you've got this dominating pitcher who's a biological male. I can understand the frustration of the parents. They are right, and the state that allows this to occur, they're simply wrong. Marion County Commissioner Carl Zalek in the house next on 97.3 The Sky.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.